Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Terrific Tuesday. This is Sis Charm, and today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Our gospel for today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Brothers and sisters, this is the good news of our salvation. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel of Annunciation, there are two things that I reflected on as we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. First is when Angel Gabriel greeted Mary, "Hail, full of grace," which is the affirmation that Mary is indeed free from the stain of sin and was redeemed from the moment of her conception. Mary, among all the descendants of Eve, was chosen to be the mother of Christ and was made a fit habitation for Christ, as Pope Pius IX will describe it. Moreover, as explained in the Catechism, Mary, to become the mother of the Savior, she was enriched by the grace of God with gifts appropriate for such role. And with this, I realize that God knows the gravity of the task He has bestowed to Mary. And so He equips her. He prepares her. He redeemed her from her sin, from all sins, from the moment that she was conceived. Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt afraid whenever you hear God knocking on your heart, asking you to do something that is beyond your capacity? Listen to what Angel Gabriel said in the Gospel. "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Do not be afraid to take the leap of faith, for God knows before you how difficult or far-fetched it could be. And so He will equip you. He will prepare you. He will enrich you with the gifts to be appropriate for that task." But do you know what makes Mary different from Adam and Eve, who were also conceived without original sin. Mary, in her humility, remained faithful and obedient, as she freely gives her assent to say, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Also, Mary has showed to us the glimpse of our destiny. If we will remain faithful and obedient to God, that we will finally be with God in His kingdom, we will all be redeemed and purified from our sins. The second was when Angel Gabriel told Mary that her barren cousin Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, because for God nothing is impossible. Perhaps in your current situation, you may feel that you have drifted way too far from your dreams, or maybe you have made wrong choices along the way that made you lose track of where you are going right now. Do not be afraid, for you are God's favored child. In this season of Advent, I hope that as we prepare our hearts for Jesus, we can dive deeper to find a way back to Him, and so He will direct our paths. No matter what happened in the past or what is happening now, He is capable of rewriting our future. And for whatever could be, nothing is impossible for Him. Brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the solemnity of Immaculate Conception, please join me in honoring our Blessed Mother as we pray the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me today, and wherever you are or whatever that you may be doing right now, always be reminded of the love of God for you, and that every Tuesday is terrific when you are with Christ. God bless you all.